In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our Gospel reading, Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me," and later he talks about the living water. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Thirst and water. There is a great spiritual thirst in this nation. People are very curious. People are very thirsty. People are very keen to ask questions, to make connections, to be open to the possibility of God in their lives. And those of us who are confirmed are perfectly well equipped in the most ordinary ways, day by day, just to respond to that living thirst, which is so evident in our society, in the wider community, in our nation, indeed in all nations. And living water is at the heart, very distinctively, of the Christian faith. It separates it from other faiths very distinctively. If, like Jesus, we had been born into Jewish families, then we would have become Jewish by virtue of our birth. This is not true for any Christian. We can be born into a Christian family, and that is a great blessing. But we can only become Christian through the flowing living waters. And often that journey starts because of recognizing thirst, that there is a thirst which needs to be quenched. And it can only be quenched by a living faith. And on the eve of Pentecost, we understand the birth of the church in terms of the coming of the Holy Spirit, coming down like flames onto the heads of the apostles, coming down in wonderful and amazing ways. And yet our journey of faith, day by day, is often about very ordinary things. But in the ordinary, we might just glimpse, perhaps not every day, but from time to time, if we are very attentive, what is extraordinary. That has been at the heart of the call by our two archbishops, the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Archbishop of York, for us to join in a wave of prayer in the days between Ascension Day and the Feast of Pentecost tomorrow. And of course, we're beginning it now with this confirmation. We are beginning to acknowledge the Feast of Pentecost. And it is a wonderful thing just to reflect and to pray those words, as we have been encouraged to do, "Thy kingdom come." What will we expect to see about us in society, in our community, where we know there is a thirst, if that prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven"? What of those kingdom values which we aspire to? What are the values which matter most in our lives? What will we expect to see more of if that was really happening? "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that again is a blessing, because it is most surely happening, and we too are invited to join in. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." We can make a difference if we begin to reflect those kingdom values, or reflect them more and more in our lives, in our dealings with one another. Very wonderful, amazing, remarkable things will begin to happen, and we will be part of that story. And it was lovely to hear from some of our candidates shortly to be confirmed, Lotwina, about this journey of growing in Christ, Abby about the strong sense of welcome and looking forward to being received into the Church of England, the communion of fellowship which operates between us in the church, and Jada at this point of decision reflecting on what it means when we know that Christ has died for us, for each of us, for the world. And what an encouragement there is, therefore, for each of us to seek in our own journey to grow closer to Christ. This is all part of understanding the work of the Spirit at Pentecost. God at work among us. God at work in the church, the Holy Spirit as a sign of the way in which God is at work among us. And the Spirit is also a force for renewal. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. The sense of the Spirit giving life to the people of God. Something which, the difference of which, we can immediately recognize. But it is a mystery. It's quite hard even to speak about it, to find the words adequately to describe it, because there are no words fully to describe what it means when we know that life has been breathed into us through the Holy Spirit in a powerful and new way. And then God's presence breathed into our lives, God putting his Spirit into us, bringing wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and love of the Lord. Just before the confirmation, I will pray for these gifts of the Spirit, for each of those to be confirmed. Those wonderful gifts, which again, it's very hard to find the words fully to explain what is happening at the level of this amazing journey. But we know it when it is happening, and we can see it at work among us tonight. We can see it in each other in very wonderful and remarkable ways. So the Spirit is at work today, here in this place, in all people, in the whole of the created order, helping us to understand that God is actually bigger than any of our definitions, any of our words. And that is the wonderful thing, because that is what is drawing us to make a response, to be curious, to think, to reflect, to ask. That is all part of our thirst, that our thirst will be quenched by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts, into our lives, into the church, into this world for which Jesus died, as Jada was saying. And all this helps to build us up into a loving community of faith in which we might dare to seek to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. In this way, the Spirit is giving life to the people of God, life to us in our journey, our witness to God's saving love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and in all eternity. Amen.